This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. military forces rescued an American citizen in Nigeria, the Pentagon said on Saturday, days after he was kidnapped by gunmen in the south of neighboring Niger and apparently taken across the border. The hostage, Philip Walton, was abducted Monday night on the outskirts of a village about 10 kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Walton is safe in the care of the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon said in a statement. U.S. forces did not suffer any casualties in the rescue operation, it added. Niger's defense minister had earlier confirmed the hostage release to media without giving details about how he had been freed. Local officials had said this week that the kidnappers had called the man's father to demand a ransom, though the family did not confirm this. French police are trying to learn if a young Tunisian suspected of stabbing to death three people in a knife rampage in a Nice church had outside help as they arrest another man believed to have contacted him in the run-up to the killings. Georgians vote in tightly contested parliamentary elections, pitting an unlikely union of opposition forces against the increasingly unpopular ruling party led by Georgia's richest man. Slovakia begins a program to screen its entire population for coronavirus in what would be a global first, but critics say the plan is not thoroughly thought out. More than 200,000 people in the Philippines are ordered to evacuate their homes as the most powerful typhoon of the year so far barrels toward the country, with authorities warning of destructive winds and storm surges. The United States hit a record number of new coronavirus infections for the second day running, with over 94,000 cases. This comes just days before voters decide if Donald